Shine lawyers have begun a class action lawsuit over historic use of the firefighting chemical per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances. The PFAS chemicals were preferred for firefighting due to their resistance to fire. However, they have been phased out since last decade. Now, landowners living near military bases around Australia have discovered that their houses have been severely devalued due to the presence of these chemicals and have joined a class action lawsuit spearheaded by environmental activist Erin Brockovich. I asked one affected Perth-based landowner, Rhianne Hastwell, how the presence of PFAS chemicals have affected her and her family.
It's affected us a little bit, I would say, mentally on a certain level, because you do feel trapped. Banks aren't lending to people to buy in this area. Banks are devaluing properties like ours. Our bank did exactly the same to us. The City of Swan and Langgate devalued our property. This year, when our land rates came out, we were missing about a solid 50% plus some more on our GRV and our UV values. It means our kids' lives have changed. It means our health hang in a balance, because GHD, CARDO, the Australian government, don't actually want to do blood testing in this area because they believe the science isn't there. Unfortunately, the science is there. It's just at an international level, well above where the Australian government's at for this.
And how do you feel about these politicians and councillors who have been downplaying the effects of this contamination?
Well, look, in our electorate, our federally elected official, Mr. Christian Porter, is meant to be the Attorney General. He's actually meant to serve the people. I've yet to have a meeting responded to by his office. We keep getting the blow-off letters saying, yep, we're working on it, we're working on it. Literally got a letter from the Premier of WA, Mr. Mark McGowan, saying, yep, he's tabled our concerns, but unfortunately it's a Commonwealth government issue, not a WA state, but we're in the WA state. So to me, it is your issue as well, because it's your lands that are contaminated.
How has this affected your community?
To an extent, there is some division, but I think as a whole, Bulls Brook is waking up. Whilst there is some that aren't contaminated, there are quite a few of us that are. And one way or the other, we're all affected by the contamination. So I think some people are starting to wake up to the idea, whilst others of us have been fighting it for well and truly since 2016.
And you've been getting support from someone with a high profile, Erin Brockovich. Does this give you hope?
It has. It feels like the next step there. Erin generously gave up her time and came and sat with myself and my husband and my family last week. And, yeah, her wisdom, her knowledge on contaminations in general, not just PFAS, you could pick her brain for days over it. It was just really, really fantastic to feel like someone had heard us, someone was fighting for us, someone is in our corner, along with Shine lawyers Josh and Tristan, who have been fantastic for Bo and myself of late. It's really been nice to finally be heard, because a report was put out by the Australian government at the end of 2018, and Bulls Brook only got mentioned about, I think, probably a handful of times, and really with no real indication of what they were going to do for our area.
When it comes to the contamination in the lands, there hasn't been any sort of physical effects, has there?
We lost a border collie who, for 3 months of her 8 years of life, lived at this property with us. She passed away absolutely riddled with cancer. If you do the research and you find out what PFAS contaminations can do, the carcinogenics and the like that it does, the girls and I suffer hair loss. Our son, as we've come to know, because of living on box water, obviously it's missing the fluoride, so he's getting fluoride spots on his teeth. Unfortunately, because the financial amounts of what the blood test costs per person, and the fact that really here in Australia, not many people understand what those blood test results would mean, it's actually without our financial means and our reach to be able to get those blood testing done, to be able to find out really what's going on with our bodies, other than what you can research and what you feel is going on within your family.
And what do you hope to achieve through this class action lawsuit?
We'd like to be able to move on. At the moment, we're in a holding pattern. We bought this property back in 2010. It was meant to be something that it's not at this current state. We were meant to knock it down and rebuild our dream home, a home for three kids who are going into teenagehood. We've got our firstborn 16. It was meant to be a house that, you know, you evolve as you get older and you change it to suit your needs. And unfortunately, it's not suiting our needs. So we need our dream back. We want to be able to move on. We want to be able to get out of here. We can't sell it. Banks aren't lending. Morally, do you want to pass this on to another family?
Rhiannon Hastwell, a homeowner whose land has been affected by the presence of PFAS chemicals, ending that report.